Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
3, 2, 1. We're recording. Hi, everyone. This is the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We got a great guest today, Reagan Smith, offensive coordinator from North Caddo High School. If you don't know where North Caddo is, it's close to Shreveport in the metro area of Shreveport in North Louisiana. You know, a lot of people don't know if you're not from Shreveport or Bossier or Stonewall or, you know, Houghton or Mendon. You know, just a lot of these great towns have great football. And, you know, I've known Coach for a few years. I met Coach in San Antonio, Texas. It's already been about 6 years, Coach. That was a memorable trip, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was very, very, very memorable. The ASCA convention.
We're going to talk about North Caddo's football team. We're going to talk about Coach Kavanaugh, the head coach. He's done a great job. And, you know, North Caddo made the playoffs, won their first playoff game against a very tough Welsh team. And in the second round, they lost an incredible, probably one of the most incredible games the whole year in the playoffs, 56-54. We'll talk about that with Coach Reagan. And they've got some great young talent. They've got some really good seniors that I'm very fond of because, you know, I've been watching them on film. And even though Coach doesn't know this, I still take pride in watching these kids and seeing who's coming up. And in North Caddo, Coach, is just they're not one of the brand names, but I wanted you to come on and promote because you've been all over. You've been at Parkway. You coached Terrace Marshall.
Yes.
You were at Evangel Christian at one time.
Absolutely.
You were at Logansport, Coach John Stevens. You were there with Coach McGee.
Yes.
I mean, you've been at a lot of schools where you've developed great players, and you got another great young receiver we're going to talk about later in the show that's a sophomore that's got a chance to be better than all of those guys. But what do you like about North Caddo this year? I mean, y'all finished 5-4, but, Coach, that was not really – if somebody sees 5-4, they go, man, that was they barely got in the playoffs. But I'm looking at your schedule. You got Mangum, Homer, and General Trask that are all in the semis right now on the schedule.
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that we were the 5 seed in the playoffs with a 4-3 record. And every team that that we had trouble with basically played second round or later. Most of those teams are still playing. Mangum is undefeated. General Trask is in the semifinals. We went to double overtime with them. The teams that we played against were that we actually weren't able to keep up with were extraordinarily talented. Homer's a semifinal team. To go along with that, we battled through a pretty serious injury with the athlete that played quarterback for us breaking his hand during the season. And that really hurt our deep passing game. And I'll let you guess what games his hand was broken.
I would say Mangum.
Yes.
I'm guessing. I guessed it. Mangum.
He broke his hand against Green Oaks early. It affected him for Green Oaks, Mangum, and Homer.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness. And look, if you're not from North Louisiana, because Coach Smith, Reagan Smith, is from North Louisiana, but there's a lot of South Louisiana listeners. Coach, mm-hmm. They're not familiar with a lot of these programs. And, you know, Mangum's been to the Superdome, which this year's going to be in Natchitoches at Turpin Stadium, Northwestern State's campus, but Mangum's been to the Dome about 6 times in the last 20 years. Homer's been close to going the last 5 years, and they got a chance to go. General Trask is having the best year in the history of their school.
And yes, they are.
Green Oaks was the most talented team that I saw in Shreveport, talent-wise. Would you agree?
Absolutely. The thing that people don't understand about Green Oaks, everybody talks about the offense, and it is phenomenal. But their defense was so fast.
Yeah,
it was, and loaded with a lot of collegiate talent. several guys committed on the defense. They're inside-outside linebacker. They have an inside linebacker, an outside linebacker, and a corner on one side of the field that are all verbal.
Yeah, and the whole defensive backfield's going to college, all seniors.
Right.
The whole D-line's going to college. And you know this, Reagan, their whole receiving corps, some of those aren't even their DBs. They're going to college, and three of their linemen.
Right.
And then Keith Baker, the quarterback,
right,
who's the best 5'8 quarterback I've seen come out of Louisiana maybe in 30 years.
He's awesome.
Isn't he crazy? I mean, that guy's a magician to sack. I mean, he's
the combination of elusiveness, you know, toughness to bring down, and just forever arm strength and accuracy. He's something. Somebody at a lower level, due to his lack of height, is going to sign him, and then he'll go on to set records
and throw for like 70,000 yards or something. You know, when he's done.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know who he reminds me of, Reagan? Tell me if you agree. He reminds me of the linebacker version of Kyler Murray.
Basically, yeah.
He's built like a linebacker, but throws the ball and kind of runs around in the pocket like a Kyler. You know, he just, man, you come after him, he flips that wrist, it's right on the money, he's got touch. And I saw him beat Loyola Prep 2 years ago with just his arm and just, I mean, the guy just didn't miss. And that offensive line, and look, the two running backs, we left that out. They got two running backs that are going to go to college.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, look, people, listen to this. This is just one opponent, Green Oaks. So now we've just made Green Oaks a little bit more of a, you know, talent base wise. You just realize how good they are if you're not from Shreveport. But and in Mangum, they've got six college prospects.
Yes.
And they're good. They're really good on offense and defensive line.
They're incredibly good. And man, their head coach does a great job defensively of getting them aligned really, really well. And man, they shock you. You see them on tape and you think, okay, I can take advantage of this or I can take advantage of that. And then you get out on the field and you can't because they're better than you thought.
And they put those 6'2 DNs on the edge that are 190. And like you said, it's kind of deceiving. Like, oh, they're small, but man, they're fast. And then they've got that quarterback who's about 215 and about 5'11. He just runs if you guard him in, you know, passing, he just takes off. He becomes a running back. And then they got a big O-line, and their DBs are they're all about 6'1", all their DBs. And then Homer, man, they're athletic. I mean, y'all had a tough loss to them. I mean, they're not big, but they're super fast. And a good offensive line.
Homer, it's a testament to Richie Casey, their head coach. Okay, so they lost probably, you know, one of the most talented players in school history last year, their quarterback, running back, Star.
Yeah, Star was good.
And so, you know, coming into this year, you think, okay, they lost their best player in maybe, you know, in 20 years, and surely they'll take a step back. And they took a huge step forward from the quarterfinals and just put together an incredible team. And they're good everywhere. They're really good everywhere.
And another thing, people are going, who's Star? Well, he ran for 2,000 yards his junior and senior year. He ran for 7,000 career yards and over 70 touchdowns. That's who Star is. Star was a 5'11", 210-pound running back that did it all for them in 19 and 18 and 17 and 16. And like you said, they returned about 10 kids that all stand about 5'8". 160, all run 4-5. I mean, that was just and then their O-line wasn't bad. They got some good-looking defensive ends. Terenzi Windsor, a big 6'1 safety, plays linebacker. But, look, again, that's deceiving because you know this, you played them, but their linebackers are safeties, but that's really causes a problem with their speed.
Absolutely. They can run. They switched defenses this year, went back to a 3-3 stack, which is something that traditionally they had done there at Homer, and that stack and them being so athletic at the protected backer positions has really made them effective.
And then you look at Lakeside, that y'all beat Lakeside. People go, well, Lakeside, I mean, no. Lakeside's got a big 260-pound O-line. They got some really good skill guys. I mean, you know, and people go, what? Yeah, Lakeside has got talent. I mean, that wasn't an easy
Absolutely.
Game. You know, and in Jonesboro Hodge, a young, talented team, a lot of big kids that are very young, but I think they're going to be good next year. And then Welsh, you said Welsh had the best defense you've seen in your coaching.
Okay.
Career,
yeah. Okay. So fundamentally, the best coached defense I have faced.
Wow.
I've played against John Curtis. I've played against St. Thomas More. Welsh had the best coached defense I have faced. They did the best job of squeezing down block, a tremendous job of pressing and releasing offensive linemen. They were coached so well and did it every time. Extraordinary consistency.
And then St. Mary, you know, people say, well, that's a small school in Natchitoches. Well, look, let me tell you something. They were good. I watched them against a couple of teams. Actually, I saw them against Menard High School in Alexandria, and they were playing actually in Turpin Stadium in Natchitoches. And St. Mary's quick and fast and tough. And, you know, that was another tough game. And in Bolton, another team from Alexandria that North Caddo played, their best team, I thought, maybe 10 years.
They defensively, incredibly athletic. Mm-hmm. Probably I could argue that they were the second most athletic defense we faced.
Yeah, they were pretty quick.
Yeah, off the edge, they were just incredible.
And they all play offense, too. They both play both sides of the ball, which is unique. They looked like they were in great shape, great condition. Coach had those guys well conditioned. Coach, what about General Trask? What makes them so special this year? I saw them play, but they're not extremely big like some teams, but they're fast. They got a lot of seniors. But, man, this team believes they put 56 points up, but y'all put 54 on them. That was a heck of a game.
All right. So what I would say is their offensive line, in my opinion, overachieves. They do an incredible job, just making the holes and giving the guys a crack. And then the running backs are incredible. They are workhorses. It's kind of almost a by committee thing. Number one, number four, and I want to say 23 some. They are really, really, really good. It just being athletic as heck. They have a great receiver on the outside. It just makes them really dangerous. And offensively, they had a great game plan and really executed it extremely well. They did a really, really good job. Defensively, they hit so hard. If you get into a boxing match that goes 15 rounds, you don't want to get into it with somebody that hits real, real hard. And we got into a boxing match with somebody that hits real hard for 15 rounds. They hit low. They tackle very low. Legally, I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, it's really hard to get your shoulders and your head, down, to the knee or below level. You got to want to do that when it's 39 degrees, bud.
Yeah, that's right. Coach, you're not on speaker or anything right now. I think we might have some technical problem. You don't have it on speaker or nothing.
No.
Okay, now we're good. We're going to take a break. I was kind of worried there, man. You never know when this equipment goes out, Coach. It's kind of like a football game. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Reagan Smith, the offensive coordinator. I call him a guru. He's one of the top coordinators in North Louisiana at North Caddo High School. We're going to talk about the North Caddo team. And also Coach Cavanaugh, the head coach, John Cavanaugh. And we're also going to talk about how I met Coach Reagan Smith in San Antonio at a coaches' convention. He was actually at Logan Sport at the time with Coach McGee and several others. We had all kind of coaches here from Shreveport, but we'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's guest and our topic is North Caddo High School in the Shreveport area. North Caddo Had a great year, 5-4, won a playoff game, had a tough second-round loss to General Trask, who's probably the surprise of Louisiana this year, if you want to go ahead and say it. General Trask out of the Monroe area had come out of nowhere to have one of their greatest seasons in their young program. Coach Reagan Smith, let's talk about the team at North Caddo. I mean, we'll start with the seniors.
Okay.
Got a good-looking crew of seniors. I've watched these guys. Some of them, they've started since their freshman season. You know, L.J. Dixon is a great athlete for this program. L.J.'s got, I think, 1AA talent, maybe even some D1 talent with the right school. You've got several players that are underrated. You got a D-tackle that's very good that I like a lot. Who I think can play offensive guard or D-tackle. And Jermon Griffin, I think he's under the radar big time. What do you think about Jermon?
Jermon played left tackle for me this year. He is the epitome of diligence. He is just incredibly dedicated to the game. He's 6'2", 318 pounds. And that's official, by the way. Like we took him on a college visit. That's what he measured at the visit.
That's after his hamburgers the other day. That's the current one. Okay, gotcha.
Right. We went to Henderson State before the season began, and they measured and weighed him, and that's what they came up with. So I mean, he's a legit big man.
What I like about him, Coach, is that he moves side to side well. He can tackle against the run. He's not just some big old nose guard. I mean, he can run out and make plays on the run game. He can chase quarterbacks. And he gives high effort. He's not a guy that plays one hard play, takes off. I mean, he plays hard every play.
He is extraordinarily dedicated. He has not missed a workout in summer football in 2 years.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know that there's many kids you can say that about today in what we're doing.
You know what? He's D1 to me. You know, when you look at what's at ULM and Tulane and Louisiana mm-hmm. Tech, and you know this, there aren't very many better than him physically looking coming out of high school. I mean, he's got the pedigree to go and play at a school like those schools. You know, I do think that. And then you got a linebacker who I don't know if I've seen this before, Reagan. Trey Hurd goes out as a linebacker guarding receivers out in the flat. In man defense now. I watched the game. I don't know. I think it was I watched the Homer game.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have y'all's roster. I knew who Trey Hurd was. I just didn't know his number because I didn't have a roster when I was watching the game. And I'm like, man, who is this 6 foot tall, 230-pound kid out as a corner? I said, who is 56? You know, you don't see that every day. And I'm watching him go down the field running step for step with these guys as a corner. Now, he's not doing it every play, but he's doing it about 10, 15 plays a game. And I'm like, man, that's Trey Hurd. When I finally got a roster from Coach, I'm like, you got to get that kid a scholarship D1 because he runs well as a Mike linebacker already. I know he plays some tight end for the team, but what do you think of Trey Hurd? He's a tough kid.
Man, you want to talk about a student of the game, somebody who just knows what's about to happen, and that's part of what makes him so good as a linebacker. He just has these incredible diagnostic skills. He knows what's about to happen. He feels it. He sees it. And then he gets there with quickness. He's big. He's thick. And he can still play in space. Basically, it became a running joke in the offseason when we were playing 7-on-7. Had Trey gotten his interception yet? Because he was going to pick off a hit. Going to happen.
I believe it. I'll tell you what. And look, I'm not finished, people, with the seniors for this North Caddo team. They've got a senior running back who also plays a little linebacker that I like a lot. And I think he could play a number of positions in colleges. Charze Morris, number 11. He's 6'1", over 200 pounds, runs 4.59 in the 40. What do you think of Charzay? He could be a linebacker, I think outside linebacker, free safety, running back, you name it.
All right, so your listeners need to hear this, all right? So Charzay took snaps and has highlights at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive end, edge rush, middle linebacker, outside linebacker, and safety.
Everywhere but OD line. And he's put together too, Coach.
Oh yeah, he's 6 foot 202, and he worked hard this off season to achieve that aesthetic. he really wanted a six pack, and he's got a six pack. It's 6 foot 202, and I mean he is an extraordinarily talented football player. Another extremely smart, instinctive football player. Had multiple interceptions despite playing limited reps on defense from the outside linebacker position. Came down from safety and made tackles for loss, you know, playing 12 yards deep.
Yeah.
And then as a quarterback, you know, most people think, oh, well, y'all just put him back there and he ran around.
Yeah.
No, he just averaged over 20 yards of completion.
Yeah, he had to play quarterback. Not just run the ball as a dual guy. He had to actually run the offense. Another guy that's under the radar, a little raw, but he's got size, is Billy Thomas on O-line, 6'3", 300 pounds almost. What you think of Billy as being a sleeper to maybe a small school?
I tell you what, Billy has incredible talent. He has great flexibility. You know, he's got like this incredible upside. You know, I believe that if someone can tap into that upside, they'd have a tremendous football player. He makes these incredible splash plays, just out of nowhere. You know, tackle for 7, 8, 9 yard loss, and usually, you know, at the most important time. It's really incredible. He's on time.
And he moves well for a big guy. You can tell.
A little more
time, he would be. I think he'd be a Northwestern State guy, you know, easily, and could start for somebody like that in a year or two. Coach, we're going to take a break. We got the head I want to call you head football coach, but that's Coach Cavanaugh. But we got the offensive coordinator from North Caddo, Reagan Smith, who I've known for a few years. And later in the show, we're going to talk about how I met Reagan. We got a great story about how we couldn't watch the national championship game in San Antonio because the Spurs were playing that night. And this is a great story to share with the public because that's what podcasts are for, share some good stories. But we're going to talk about his young receiver, too. It's got a chance to be one of the best receivers to ever come out of the Shreveport area. I will second that. I had a chance to see him play against Homer this year. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. We're listening to the offensive coordinator from North Caddo High School, Reagan Smith. Reagan, talking about young guys, and you had texted me the other day, and I had already thought about it, you know, when I'd watched the Homer game about a week ago, I saw this 6'2" receiver, almost 200 pounds, running routes and blocking, and I'm like, man, that guy must be a senior. Again, I didn't have a roster at that time. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, that guy's ready for maybe D1 somewhere. And I didn't know he was a sophomore. And then I see the roster, and I see his name is Ormarion Miller, sophomore for North Caddo. And then you texted me the other day and said, Lee, I got a receiver that you better keep in touch with. He's going to be the best I've ever coached. And you said, you know, I've coached Terrace Marshall, who obviously has got a shot to go to the first round in the draft from LSU. And then you've coached, obviously, John Stevens, who's got a lot of talent, went to TCU from Logansport. And I agree with you, Coach, seeing Ormarion Miller, who's just a sophomore. He's bigger and seems more advanced than Terrace Marshall even was. And he's got a chance to be bigger. I mean, this is scary how good this young man could become.
I don't think I can overstate his ability. He's got everything. He's got size. He's got incredible ball skills, high pointing skills. His hands are enormous. It's a shame I haven't measured his hands yet, because I bet it's the biggest pair of hands I've seen. And John Stephens Jr. had 10 1/4-inch hands. That's bigger than Odell Beckham. And I bet you Omarion's are bigger. He's a sophomore in classification and in age, but his level of play is out the roof. Body control, smoothness, vision, he's got everything, and he does it better than anybody I've ever coached. And you know, that's kind of what we use as a gauge, is high school football coaches, is the comp, you know, who does this guy comp to? Mm-hmm. And he comps a little bit to Terrace, but he's a much better short space player.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Yeah. And you know, when I saw him, because I see receivers all the time, I see these big guys that come out of New Orleans. I see them in Baton Rouge. I see them in Lake Charles. You know, I see them in Lafayette. You know, I see them in Monroe. You got tall, big receivers all over the place. And I tell you this, and I wasn't just joking around, I was serious. Out of all the film that I watched in the state this year, and I've seen every team but three teams out of 300, and I've seen many 6'2", 6'3", young sophomore receivers, many of them. What jumped out on about this kid to me was how fluid and how tough he is. When you're tough and you're that age and you're just a baby and you're tough, man, you're going to be a Devin White type of player. You know, because Devin, I remember watching Devin at North Webster when he was a sophomore, and I told somebody, I said, you know, this kid's not very tall. He's probably 5'10 at the time. He's still 5'11 today, but he weighed about 220 of carved granite muscle, and he was an intimidator, you know, as a sophomore. Like, he owned the field. Like, it's my field. I own this field. And that's how I feel like with this kid. When he gets the ball, it's like, whoa, this guy looks like an NFL player as a sophomore. Like, he's intense. He's tough. He's strong. And he was stronger and tougher than any sophomore receiver I've seen in the state. And like I said, I've seen Reagan. I probably saw 50 receivers this year that were 6'3", 190 that were sophomores. He's the best. Mm-hmm. He's the best I've seen.
He had 29 catches for 807 yards. He averaged right at 30 yards a catch. He had 8 touchdowns. I don't know how many people in the state caught over 20 balls and averaged over, you know, averaged 30 yards a catch. That's got to be a small list.
Especially as a sophomore.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you might have a few seniors that did that, but that would be about it. I think he's probably, you know, a top 2 or 3 receiver in 2A this year as a sophomore.
And I'm gonna give you another sophomore. So I know you love recruiting like me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's only one other sophomore that's on his level, but he's a different type of player. He's actually more like Terrace Marshall. And we're, you know this, Reagan. There's all types of receivers and running backs and all types that go in the first round. But we know that your guy is going to be more like a the old guy with the Lions that retired, Megatron. Your guy's got a chance to be Megatron size.
Yeah, he does.
All right. There's another kid at Catholic of Baton Rouge who's a sophomore, Shelton Sampson. He's gonna be Terrace Marshall. Actually, he's already Terrace Marshall size. He caught 3 touchdowns last night in the playoffs to help beat Brother Martin, but he's 6'3", 6'4", 190. He's not going to ever be that 240, I don't think, or 230 guy, but he'll be 210 like Terrace. But can you imagine your guy and the Sampson kid? They're going to be 2 of the top 100 recruits in the country, I think, in 2 years. 2 more receivers from Louisiana, man.
I've been trying to prepare Coach Kavanaugh, right? He's going to meet every major Division I coach in America.
Quickly.
He's going to sit down and talk to every major Division I coach in America. So that's how good this kid is. He's going to have to tell him about it.
Speaking of Coach Kavanaugh, let's walk into that. Your head coach, John Kavanaugh, talk about how great of a guy he is and what he means to you working with him, you being the offensive coordinator, Reagan. And what do you think of John? John does a great job as the head coach.
Well, as a coach, one of the traits that I really, really value is intelligence. You know, whether that be football intelligence, academic intelligence, you know, life intelligence, whatever you want to talk about. I value intelligence, and he is an extraordinarily intelligent individual. He is a tremendous leader, a tremendous manager of coaches, has a great offensive mind, just a tremendous head coach.
And I want to share something about Reagan Smith. Reagan is a high-tech guy. He likes everything that comes out technical-wise with football. He's on it.
Well, technology gives you an edge.
Yeah.
You know, the whole idea of computer processing, it processes information faster. Well, the faster you can process information, the further ahead you can get.
You know, I figured that out when I was doing VHS tapes back in the 80s, Reagan. And as soon as I heard DVDs were coming out, boy, I jumped, man. I got in my car. I'm like, I gotta go get me some of these DVDs. These VHSs, man, it takes too long. And then when the mini DVDs came out, I said, whoo, I got to jump on that, man. And now you can just hook anything up to the computer and load it to the computer with a little stick, you know. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk and give everybody a great story on how I met Coach Reagan Smith, who at the time was at Logansport High School with Kevin McGee. Kevin was with us. We were at the National College Coaches Convention in San Antonio, Texas. Now, I was up there by myself, and we're going to explain the story of how we had spent all night trying to watch a national championship game in San Antonio because the Spurs were playing, and we couldn't let nobody would let us watch the game on any TV in these restaurants. We'll be right back and talk about that. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. Our guest is one of the best offensive coordinators in Louisiana from North Caddo High School, Reagan Smith. Reagan, before we talk about how we met in San Antonio, Texas, I want to give a plug to our sponsor, man. I got a great sponsor in John Harvey Toyota. I know you heard of them before.
I use the service department. It's great.
There you go, man. My boy's going to love hearing that, but I'm going to go ahead and do a commercial for them. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you, and I guess tell them Reagan said sent you too. But want to mention how I met Coach Reagan Smith. And I think we ought to share this because it's funny. I think it's funny if you're a football fan. So I'm going to give my half, and I'm going to let Reagan talk about it after this. But we're all in San Antonio, 10,000, 20,000 college coaches, junior college coaches, Canadian Football League, high school coaches. And every year there's a college coaches convention, and you can be a high school coach. There's workshops for a week. You know, there's all the equipment that comes out, big showroom of all the sports equipment. It's 5 days. You know, I go for three. Some people go for five. And when I get there off my plane, I see Kevin McGee from Logansport. And I'm like, all right, Louisiana guy, man. All right, all right. And because you don't always run into Louisiana coaches because there's about 20,000 coaches there, college coaches too. And Coach McGee says, I want you to meet somebody, one of my assistants. And let me tell you something. When you meet Reagan Smith, you're going to remember it. I'm in the showroom where and Reagan will tell you, this showroom that has all this equipment and sports, you know, shoes and turf and fields, this thing is the size of
five. It's like where you keep all the 747s, like, yeah, in the world.
Yeah. So, and Reagan's like, man, how you doing, Lee? And you're like hitting me up on information, just testing my knowledge. Like you said, you test knowledge, and I'm testing your knowledge. And like, all right, man, we high five. And it's like, all right, you pass. And you're talking equipment. And I'll never forget, you had this guy from another country, from Europe or something, trying to sell you some equipment. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about because I'm an equipment idiot. And I remember they had a Kansas assistant with us that had been at Nicholls State, and he was kind of hanging out. And then they had the head coach from Loyola Prep was there at the time, and there was a big group of us that kind of just bonded together. And I remember the national championships always connected to the coaches' convention that same week. And it was Alabama-Clemson, right, Reagan, the first time. It was the first.
I believe so, yeah.
And we're all saying, where are we going to watch the national championship game? And so we all got together. There was five of us. And the coaches' convention had ended at 4 or 5 o'clock, and we're all going to watch the national championship game. So we all get in a cab. We don't have a vehicle. We're all in a cab, one cab, and we go to a sports bar. I don't want to say the name because it's a franchise. And I remember we got this table, and we got this big screen in front of us. And we didn't have the best table in the place, but the Spurs were on, and Spurs were on everywhere, San Antonio Spurs. And they wouldn't change the channel. And I remember,
nope.
I remember Reagan got so upset. He was like, man, look, I'm going to stand up here. And he said, they don't like football in this city? I mean, what's going on? He's like, this is a, I mean, it's a national championship game. We got to watch now. And they had, what, 30 TVs, Reagan?
Yeah, easily 30 TVs. And not one of them had anything other than Spurs basketball on the night of the national championship.
And we could not get them to change the channel on one TV. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. You know, a regular season NBA game versus the national championship of college football, and the national championship is just not going to be shown in a sports bar.
So then we go outside. We got to call another cab. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to call another cab, and we're like, do we want to keep doing this? And we're like, yeah. So we go to another place, and they wouldn't let us watch the game. So we have to go get another cab, a third cab, and finally, and I'm going to give them credit because they let us in, and they had a tiny TV about 10 inches wide. Remember that?
For some reason, I remember it in a tube TV. It was very small.
It was a tiny, I mean, I needed glasses to see this, and it was at Chili's, I believe. And they said, you know, guys, y'all can come in here and watch the game. They had one little tiny TV because nobody was in there. And we watched the game in Chili's at this little bitty TV, and I think we had to all kind of squinch up and watch it. And that was Alabama, I think. They lost to Clemson the first time, right, or was it the second time?
Man, don't get me to lying. I'm not sure of the order.
But I'm gonna tell you, we were hungry, weren't we? We were looking for food for 4 hours, and we finally got to eat. I don't care if they'd have served us rocks, man. I would have ate it. We were just driving around in a cab for like 4 hours, like you said, the Twilight Zone in San Antonio, Texas, and we're like, and I remember Reagan saying, "Man, I'm never coming back to this city."
It was extraordinarily frustrating. I can't imagine not showing the national championship game as a sports bar.
That's hard to
get over.
Yeah, but Reagan, let me share this with you. I didn't share it to you at that time because I think I was hungry. But 7 years prior to that, I was in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was with a coach, Frank Davis, a retired coach who had coached a long time in Missouri. He flew up with me just for kicks, just because he wanted to go back as a retired coach. And we want to watch some NFL football. And we went to 7 restaurants in Louisville, and the Kentucky Wildcats were playing Louisville, Kentucky in basketball.
You were out of luck.
Nobody let us watch football. And it was Peyton Manning playing with the I think he was with Denver at the time or still with the Colts. I can't remember. But anyway, not one restaurant let us watch the football game, just like our experience. And then we went to a hardware store. In Hopkins, Kentucky, there was a hardware store with a TV about 10 inches wide, and we watched the game in a hardware store. Is that crazy?
It's wild.
So people, it exists. The people don't like football. I mean, there's certain cities that don't like football like they do here. I mean, we're proof of that. I mean, you were in shock. I was in shock. Coach McGee was in shock. I think we were looking at each other like, is this really happening? Remember that, Reagan? Like, is this really?
To me, I compare it to the Super Bowl. It's like, you know, going to a sports bar and not being able to watch the Super Bowl. I think you can draw a parallel between the national championship in college and the Super Bowl. I realize the Super Bowl is probably a little bigger, but there's a comparison to be made. And you're in a sports bar. That's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't
want to go into a car dealership that doesn't have a car.
Right. And we beg too, man. We were trying, oh, we'll tip, we'll do anything, you know, we'll buy the next table. Nope. I'm like, what? And they were playing the Milwaukee Bucks, and it was a regular season game. I'm like, come on. They're in the playoffs already. Come on, man. Come on. But, yeah, so it's like that, you know, but I guess it's like that with hockey, I guess. I've never been to Michigan or something like that or Minnesota, but I guess certain towns, if hockey's being played and you know, like what the Yankees and the Red Sox in baseball, you can't watch football at certain places when the Yankees are playing or the Red Sox. So that we've got something special here in Louisiana with football. And look, I love basketball. I'm not putting out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
I was better at basketball than I was at football.
Hey, we did. I was too. I was just short, you know. I couldn't dunk, but I was a good shooter. But, you know, the thing is, football, just give us a TV. That's all we wanted was one of the 12 TVs, just one. That's all we wanted. Coach, anything before we go about the future? North Caddo's got a ton of young players. We talked about your sophomore receiver. Coach Kavanaugh, yourself, and the staff did a great job this year, and it was a tough year. I know, Reagan, for you and the whole staff, all these kids, coach, it's been a tough year for all of us in Louisiana, but I'm just glad we had football, aren't you, just to be able to play the season.
Absolutely. I'm really glad we had football. I would definitely tell everybody to watch out for the development of Zion King, our quarterback. You know, he's a tremendous athlete, and if he continues to progress and move forward, he could be a real good player. And with somebody like Omarion to throw to, it could be really special. And on the other side, DeMarcus Williams, who will be a senior. DeMarcus Williams is a really solid receiver for us. He runs some of the best routes that you can run.
North Caddo, tell everybody where it's at. It's in Vivian, right? The town of Vivian?
All right. So you basically can't find a high school north of us. You know, it's Vivian, Louisiana, and we're nearly to the Arkansas line. We're the furthest most high school in Caddo Parish, furthest most north high school in Caddo Parish.
And then Haynesville would be the most furthest Arkansas, I guess, or Texas.
Yeah, I guess they'd be a little further north than us. But I mean, it'd be close.
Yeah, I mean, y'all both right there at the – I guess you can say if I want to go to the store, you can go in Arkansas as fast as you go to Louisiana. Right.
Yeah, right. A lot of people go to Texarkana rather than Shreveport. It's kind of like probably about halfway close.
Coach, are you living in – you commuting? Are you living?
Yeah, I'm commuting from Bossier. I live in Bossier City, North Bossier.
Okay. And what do you think?
It's a 35-minute commute, and they completed I-49 north into Arkansas. It's not bad.
Before we let you go, tell me your thoughts watching Terrace Marshall blossom at LSU. What do you think about
it? I'm going to tell you something. Terrace is an awesome individual. He never, you know, got too big for anything. You know, he always treated you the same, you know, regardless of the situation. Obviously, at this juncture, he's been pulled in a lot of directions, you know, because of the fame that has found him. But man, he is just such a tremendous, you know, consistent worker, honing his craft. He works with a close friend of mine, LaJuan Latson. LaJuan trains him and does a tremendous job. And Terrace just does a tremendous job of, pushing to perfect his craft.
And I want to mention this. You also coach Trent Taylor with Evangel Christian. Yeah. What is Trent up to? He's quietly, I didn't see him. Was he hurt this year with San Francisco?
He's been banged up the latter part of this year. Had a tremendous camp. You know, it's Football can be fickle, man. Football can, you know, be a cruel mistress, so to speak. You know, we lost our starting quarterback in the second drive of our playoff game to an MCL injury. You know, so, I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, you got to be lucky, too.
Yeah.
But Trent's a tremendous football player.
You see Trent playing a few more years in the NFL? He's still young.
I think he'll hang around. I don't know if it'll be with the 49ers. I don't know what that situation will be. But I think he'll hang around because he's such a technician. He has some special teams upside with punt returning. And he's a really, really intelligent football player and a tremendous locker room guy. So there's some benefits, you know, that expand outward from just production that make him a pretty decent sign.
And I want to mention to the listening audience that are not from Shreveport, Trent Taylor was 5'8 in high school, 175 pounds, and caught over 200 passes, ran a 4.440, and was all world at Tech. Wasn't offered by LSU. He's a great story. Has played, what, 3 or 4 years now in the NFL?
Right.
And would be going into year 4 or 5. I don't have it in front of me, but just a remarkable story. You don't have to be big to be special.
He caught over 100 balls at Louisiana Tech, led the country in yardage in college, and all NCAA.
And on the field, like we said, he owned the field. Like, he wanted the ball. Mm-hmm. He was like the Edelman, right, of Tech? Wouldn't you say like an Edelman?
Right. Absolutely. Just a tremendous pivot and slant runner, short space player. I timed him in his first ever short shuttle going into his sophomore year, so the summer between his freshman and sophomore year. And he ran a 4.2 hand time short shuttle as a freshman rising to sophomore.
That's incredible.
So then I had the opportunity to sit right behind his mom and dad during his camp at Louisiana Tech going into his senior year. And I hand-timed him from a very far distance at 3.9.
Wow!
And if you look up his combine numbers, I'm not far off. I'm about right dead on. And he was the third fastest short shuttle at the combine.
And Reagan also knows a guy that's done a great job in probably the biggest win in Alexandria history in probably 30 years. Ash High School beat Zachary High School. Thomas Bachman was one of the greatest. He was the first great slot receiver at Evangel Christian, and then
yes.
Trent Taylor, and you had Abram Booty. You had a lot of great receivers come out of Evangel Christian in the 90s and early 2000s.
Jared Cornelius
wasn't he great? Went to Arkansas. Yes. Had a great career. Another one that LSU didn't offer.
Went to Arkansas, came down and basically beat them on a reverse for about 70 yards.
Beat LSU, yeah.
And
they had Justin Hermes, remember, it went to Kentucky?
Yes.
Is that his son coming up at Calvary Baptist?
Yes, it is.
And he's a freshman. He's about 6'2", 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
He's already taller than his dad. Yeah, Justin Hermes. You know, I'm throwing out some old names there, Reagan.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. This is going way back.
What about Philip Geiger? Remember, he was a great receiver at Evangel Christian. Went to Texas as a DB.
Yes. He's one of the more talented people I've ever played with. I graduated from Evangel. He's tremendous.
Wasn't he like the Tyron Matthew in North Louisiana? I thought him and Tre'Davious White, those two.
Yeah. Yeah. This will kind of tie this into a nice little bow. I coached against Tyron Matthew in his last game ever at St. Aug when I was at West Monroe.
Wow.
He had 14 receptions, a punt return touchdown, a receiving touchdown, an interception for a touchdown, a kick return touchdown. I mean, it was obvious that he was special. And the kid I have now at North Caddo, Amarion Miller, is the best player I've seen on the field since him.
That's high words, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm on board, and I'm not even being recruited by you. I'm on board before you even texted me. I think he's special. But remember the name Shelton Sampson. That's the only guy that could be near him out of Catholic High. He's about 6'4", 190, sophomore. Looks like Terrace Marshall. And between Shelton Sampson and your guy Miller, those two guys are going to be two of the top recruits in 2 years at receiver in the country. But, Coach, I'm glad I was able to get you on. I've been meaning to get you on for a couple of years, and because of COVID, I haven't seen you in a while since that trip, and I wasn't able to travel as much, you know, this year, but I watched 170 games on Huddle and this year, and just watching all the teams and, you know, really, really think that you and Coach Kavanaugh and that staff has done a bang up job, man, with developing these kids at North Caddo. And I hope we put North Caddo on the map. This goes all over the state. And I think we can help. That's what this is about. That's why I start the podcast. I want to bring coaches on and educate people about all these schools.
Yeah, yeah. We've got something special. It's building.
Hey, man, look, have a great weekend. We're taping the show. We're going to admit it. We're not going to hide we're taping. We got to tape it because you got to go to school and work and teach. And I've got my other job. So, but this is something we'll play next week. And when the audience hears this, it'll be next Wednesday or Friday. When we play it, we're going to send it to Coach and Coach Kavanaugh. But, Coach, have a great weekend. Don't hang up. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com and get your preview North issue, North and South issue. A lot of those kids we talked about today on the show are in the magazine. And we've got a lot of these North Caddo guys on our second, third team, offense, defense, North, too, on our website. And I did some shows. I don't know if Coach caught them on the podcast. And then we do it in our South. We're going to finish our South, third team, defense. And this is from just finding kids over and over and over statewide, watching a lot of film. I know Coach Reagan admires that because he's an attention to detail guy. That's what I am in his profession. I don't leave a stone, you know, where I don't look and see what's there. You know, that's the key. And it's love. You got to have passion, Reagan, right, to do this. You got to love doing this stuff.
Yeah, and speaking of no stone unturned, I left somebody out, Coach.
Go ahead.
KJ Black. He is Amarion's cousin. He plays slot receiver for us. He had a kick return against General Trask. On the kick return, he suffered an avulsion fracture of the pelvis.
Man.
And what this means is that he ran so fast, his hamstring pulled off a piece of his pelvis.
Ooh.
Okay, it's something that you heal from in 6 weeks. It's not as serious as it might sound. It's more a demonstration of how strong and fast he is. Mm. He is incredibly fast. He's also a sophomore. We have an incredible sophomore class. It's something to see.
Now, KJ,
those are going to be juniors.
KJ's okay now. He's good.
KJ is okay. He just hates that he wasn't able to help us more. He went back out on the field with the injury. He's a tremendous football player. And I would feel remiss if I didn't mention him.
And Reagan, you sent me the stats. He caught 24 balls, 289 yards, and averaged 12.1 yards a catch. Actually, yards per game at one point, he was 36.1 yards a game as a young guy, like you said, behind Miller and all these other seniors and behind Morse. So, I mean, yeah, he's got a great future. But, again, Coach, thank you, and I'm glad we were able to pull that out the bullpen and get that in there. That's always good. And, Coach, good luck to you. We'll talk soon. And, there's not going to be a coaching convention this year, I don't think, huh? You think there'll be one in –
I would assume it'd be done by Zoom.
Yeah. It's not going to be the same.
No.
No, because, you know, when you go to these, I mean, if the listening audience is not familiar, we're talking 20,000 coaches, workshops. You get to hang around in these big auditoriums, these big convention centers where you can have 20,000 people standing around talking, and there's like 20 restaurants, 20, you know, sports bars where people can meet and talk about their players, but that's also going to change this year. Like I said, it'll probably be – I'm not going to be able to do it over the computer. I think it's just different, but it's going to be different. And hopefully next year they'll have it again. It's always the week of the national championship game. It always – the only two teams that are not there, staffs, are the ones that are in the national championship game. Everybody else is there usually for college football, all the coaches. But, Coach Reagan Smith, thank you for joining us. And don't hang up. We'll see you guys this week, and hope everybody enjoyed the show.